Let's fucking go. Michigan State defeats number 5 Illinois 81-72. Finally, guys. Finally. Michigan State improves to 12-9 overall, 6-9 in the conference. They've won 2 straight. They defeated Indiana, a solid team that's considered in the tournament right now, on the road, and now they have a victory over number 5 Illinois. So let's get into it. First off, I want to break down, a lot of you guys are DMing me, what do we have to go to make the tournament and all that stuff. I want to talk about all that, and then I'll talk about the game. First things first, I don't know if you guys follow the net rankings kind of stuff here and there. I have been. I don't really know how the metrics work. I know it's basically a system where it calculates your quadrant 1 wins, quadrant 2 and all that, and it calculates a net score for you. So before Michigan State defeated Indiana, coming off that Purdue loss, I want to say they were an 87 net, which is not very good at all. Just to show you, Michigan was like, you know, third or something for net. And after the win last night, Michigan State is up to 75 net. Still not very good. I'm a little disappointed they're still that low, because I don't know why, you know, what's caused them to be that low. Some teams that are above them are Notre Dame, Duke, Rutgers, who Michigan State has beat all 3 of them. I know Rutgers has a better record than us, but Michigan State went on the road to Duke, beat Duke. They beat Notre Dame and not a conference, so I don't know why these teams are above us. Maybe it's because we're worse in the conference, but obviously you guys are all smart enough to realize the Big Ten is 4 times better than the ACC is this year. The ACC really only has 3 to 4 good teams. Virginia, Duke is mediocre. Florida State and North Carolina, that's really all they have this year. You know, Syracuse is mediocre, but they don't have any impressive wins. So I don't know why those teams are above us, but for those that are asking about the net and that kind of stuff right now, Michigan State, since it's a 75 net. Don't know why, but let's get into it. So what I believe Michigan State has to go to make the tournament, all that good stuff. You know, Andy Katz was asked that question last night, who I'm sure a lot of you guys know and I respect a ton. He said 3-3 could do the job, and I'm paraphrasing, he could do the job, but they would need, you know, they would need to do damage in the Big Ten tournament, win a game or two. He also said if they go 4-2 and just win 1 game in the Big Ten tournament, then he sees no reason why Michigan State is not in. He also said basically that if we go 4-2 and kind of lay an egg in the Big Ten tournament, we could still get in. So I'm gonna go with worst case scenario. I think this team has to go 3-3, worst case scenario, and have a big win in the Big Ten tournament. I'm not saying win the Big Ten championship, make the Big Ten championship, just have a solid win. You know, the win can't come in like a playing game over, you know, Northwestern. They're gonna have to beat a decent team, like a, you know, whatever. Whether it's Michigan, Illinois, could be a mediocre team like Indiana or Rutgers. They're gonna have to beat someone decent. At least win 1 game in the Big Ten tournament if they go 3-3. If they go 4-2 and they win just 1 game, whether it's a shitty opponent, I think they're gonna get in no matter what. So that is what I believe right now. Let's get into the game from last night. So as I said, Michigan State defeated Illinois 81-72. Fifth-ranked Illinois, as I may add. Illinois falls to 16-6, 12-4 overall in the conference. I know Wolverine fans are happy because Illinois was trailing Michigan for second in the conference. You know, Michigan still has a pretty big lead now. Michigan's basically guaranteed to win the Big Ten regular season. I think that will be their first in, I want to say either 13 or 15 years. I can't remember which one. But, yeah, so let's get into the top performance and all that good stuff. I absolutely loved the way Izzo managed the rotations, the lineups, and everything last night. I think it's probably the best he's managed them, I would say, all season. You could argue the Duke game, but I would say this game, because Illinois is a much tougher opponent. You know, they have 2 dominant players, guys. Let's just be honest. Io and Kofi. Let's just, you know, I'll pronounce simpler names because I'm not gonna, you know, they got some crazy last names. But Kofi was a monster down low all night. 2 guys fouled out. I was worried Izzo was gonna throw Bingham out there and he was gonna foul because he had 4. But Izzo just outsmarted everyone. Joey Hauser out there. Hauser nails a big time 3. Hauser's not getting any love. You guys got to show Hauser love. 14 minutes, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 13 points, 5 for 6 from the line, and also went 3 for 3 from the field and 2 for 2 from downtown. But I, what I loved about Hauser is he nails that 3. That was a big 3, but he also hits his free throws, guys. The one free throw he missed was a lane violation. So I guess they counted that. I don't know, but that was the only free throw I remember him missing. So Hauser was a top performer. I would give it to – there were four main top performers from last night. Joey Hauser being one. Obviously, Josh Langford. 36 minutes for Josh Langford. Listen to this stat. 16 rebounds, 13 points. Also had 13 defensive rebounds. So Josh finished with 16 rebounds, 13 points, and 36 minutes. Also had a really nice block, but it didn't count because – he had another one, but that other one he had that was super nice on the defensive side. I think they called a foul or something. Next up was Rocket Watts. Rocket played awesome for the second straight game. I think he played much better tonight than Indiana, and he still played good against Indiana. Rocket finished with 15 points, 5 assists. He went 5 for 7 from the line. Those two free throws he missed kind of were probably annoying on his part too, like, it was when he got fouled from the three. He only made one out of the three. So other than that, he made all of his free throws. And he went 5 for 11 from the field. So about 50% here, you know, give or take a few points. Rocket was phenomenal. Also, I mean, come on, guys. It's going to be the best player in every night for us, Aaron Henry. Aaron Henry played 39 minutes. I don't even remember him sitting, to be honest with you. It must have been early first half. He played 39 minutes. He had another great game, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and he shot 9 for 19 from the field, which is around 50% as well. If you're shooting 50% from the field, you know, it's you got a good chance of winning when your best player is shooting 50% from the field, which is not bad. I mean, some of those he missed were just like, you know, BS floaters. So, like, they weren't bad shots at all. He didn't shoot, you know, long twos and miss some or something here and there. No, Henry was phenomenal. And he locked up IO on the defensive side. Illinois' best player, in my opinion. You know, Izzo said in the press conference, which I didn't even realize, IO finished with 17 points for Illinois. You know, those last two garbage time. I guess he was stat pad. I don't know what the hell that was. He got those 2 points. But other than that, he, you know, IO was shut down. You know, I don't have... Actually, I do. I mean, looking at the stats right now, guys, like, he went 4 for 8 from the free throw line, but he could have had way more points. He was 6 for 18 from the field, which is not very good. Henry did a phenomenal job on him all night, so Henry gets the love he deserves. Also, another player who didn't put up a ton of stats, but he was effective as hell out there, was Gabe Brown. Gabe Brown played 32 minutes. He was 2 for 4 from the field, added 5 points, and also had 5 rebounds. So Gabe Brown was, you know, when his number was called, he did what he was needed and was great. And also Marcus Bingham, 12 minutes, 7 points. He would have played more minutes, but like Izzo said, he just cannot stay out of foul trouble at this point, guys. That's his one knock. If he can figure that out, he's got it all figured out. He's put on the weight. He's getting more aggressive on the defensive side. You saw that block he had, the dunk he had. His passion is finally seen, you know, finally coming to fruition. It's there. Bingham had 3 blocks as well. He also had 3 rebounds, 3 for 3 from the field. So he was effective as hell as well. I'd say he was probably more of a factor than Gabe was last night. So that is the top performers. Michigan State, like I said, 12-9 overall, 6-9 in conference play. They will face, in my opinion, a much better team Thursday night at 9 p.m. on ESPN. Ohio State, who is number 4, they're coming off a thriller against Michigan, which they lost 92-87. But yeah, you guys remember we just played them 2 weeks ago. Ohio State killed us at their place. I think they won by like 17 points. So they're going to be hungry. They're coming off a loss to their arch rival, traveling on the road with multiple days rest, more than us. You know, we only get a day off, which is basically like March Madness, so it's preparing us. Yeah, Ohio State's a great team. E.J. Liddell is balling. Dwayne Washington's doing his part. C.J. Walker's doing really good. And you guys got to remember, they also have Seth Towns, who is the grad transfer. His numbers aren't looking incredible, but he's still a factor to be reckoned with. So you got to pay attention to him out there. Yeah, Michigan State has five remaining games. They finish with Michigan twice. They still have to go to Maryland on Sunday. Then they play Indiana next week. And then, like I said, Ohio State Thursday. You know, the time is now, like Mel Tucker says, the time is now. If Michigan State wants to make the NCAA tournament, the time is now. That's literally all that needs to be said. I know I've said it four times, but that's all that needs to be said. They know what's in front of them. They have multiple opportunities. I don't care what Jill Lunardi has to fucking say about the stupid bracket. They have enough opportunities right in front of them. Take care of business day by day, and the Spartans will be just fine. That is how we're going to end the podcast today, on all positivity, because Michigan State still has plenty of opportunities in front of them if they want to go dancing in about 2 weeks. That's all I got to say. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope to do some more podcasts in the future with more players, try to bring more guests on, just a lot of buddies of mine. You know, schools, you know, college is killing us all right now, and players are in workouts, so all that. You know, I'm going to try to get more people on in the summer, and we'll see what happens from there. Thank you all for listening. Go Green, beat Ohio State.